praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. These programs are based on the ministry of Witness Lee and his 21-year-long crowning work, The Life Study of the Bible. We'll include excerpts from his spoken ministry, which focuses on the enjoyment of Christ as the divine life as revealed in the Bible. We hope that through these studies, you'll be brought into a deeper enjoyment of the Scriptures and of our dear and precious Lord Jesus. You can contact us by sending email to radio@lsm.org. or reach us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now, let's join today's program. The very first verse in the book of Revelation says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him, to show to his slaves the things that must quickly take place. And he made it known by signs, sending it by his angel to his slave John." To understand the revelation that was given to John, and then given to us through John, we must understand signs. One of the key signs in this book and in the whole Bible is that of the golden shining lampstand. Bob Danker has joined us today as we look at the four aspects of the lampstand. Welcome to the program, Bob.
It's good to be with you, Chris. And as you said, we have a wonderful and important sign here, the sign of the golden lampstands.
Bob, as Witness Lee was giving this life study in 1976, he had a particular burden at this point, this midpoint in the book, to go back and revisit some of the items that he was particularly wanting to impress upon us. And today, we have a topic that really fits that category. But before we come to it, this matter of the lampstands that we talked about in the opening, it's important for our listeners to be refreshed about this matter of the principle of seeds and harvest to help understand the Bible and really unlock the revelation. Tell us about the principle in God's Word about seeds and harvest.
This is a principle that shows us, Chris, that God's way is the way of life. The whole Bible was written as a book of life, and we know life starts with a seed. This seed grows, and then there's a harvest. The seeds of nearly all the divine truths that are revealed in the Bible are sown in the book of Genesis or Exodus, one of the earlier books in the Bible. And then these seeds grow throughout the Bible in the succeeding books. And finally, when we come to the book of Revelation, what we have is a great harvest of all the seeds that were sown earlier and which developed throughout the entire Bible. This is the principle for the writing of the Bible, and this is the principle for the carrying out of God's economy, which is revealed in the Bible. First you have a seed, then you have the growth, and finally you have the harvest.
Well, Bob, as we started the program today, we're looking at this matter of the lampstand. It's very important in Revelation. From earlier programs, we've seen that in Revelation, the lampstand is related to a couple of things. It's related very much to the testimony of Jesus, also related to the church and the churches. Where is the seed for this great truth sown in the Old Testament?
The seed for the truth of the lampstand is sown in the book of Exodus in chapter 25. Here we see quite a lengthy revelation of the lampstand. The lampstand in Exodus, which was placed in the holy place of the tabernacle, was a symbol of Christ as the embodiment of the triune God. And in the vision of the lampstand in Exodus, what we can see is the golden substance from which the lampstand was made. Then we can see the actual form of this stand. And this form, by the way, is very interesting, Chris, because it indicates that the lampstand is an organic thing that is full of life and that grows. It's like a tree. And it indicates that the shining of the lamps of the lampstand are a result of the growth of life. And then as we go on in the Old Testament in the book of Zechariah, we have a further development of this revelation of the lampstand. In Exodus, the lampstand was only one. In Zechariah, we still have only one lampstand. But here, we have a further development in the interpretation of the seven lamps. Here, the seven lamps are the seven eyes of God and the seven eyes of the stone. And in the vision in Zechariah, we can also see that this lampstand is related to the Spirit. So in Exodus, we have Christ as the lampstand. Then in Zechariah, we have the Spirit as the crucial item related to the lampstand. But then as we go on further in the divine revelation, we reach the book of Revelation. And there we see not one lampstand, but seven golden lampstands. And the important point here is that the one lampstand in the Old Testament has been reproduced and multiplied to become many lampstands, which are symbols of the local churches.
Well, Bob, as you mentioned, the first mention of the lampstand is in Exodus 25, and there it was to be crafted out of gold as its element or substance for use in the tabernacle, as you mentioned, and later on, of course, into the temple. But more development shows up in the verses you refer to in Zechariah. Let's look at a couple of these in chapter 4. Witness Lee will touch this portion in our first section today. And chapter 4, verse 2 begins, "And he said to me, 'What do you see?' And I said, 'I see and behold a lampstand of all gold with its bowl on the top of it and its seven lamps on it. Also two olive trees by it, one on the right side of the bowl and the other on its left side.' Then I answered and said to the angel who was speaking with me, saying, 'What are these, my Lord?' Then he answered and said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. These are the eyes of the Lord, which range to and fro throughout the earth.'" Bob, striking verses that all play into this development of the sign of the lampstand. Let's join Witness Lee.
If there are no local churches, there would be no destination of God's revelation, neither of God's manifestation. Through all the centuries, Christians, good teachers, they have paid much attention to so many other things. Of course, we admit many of those other things were also quite crucial, quite important. Yet, they all have somewhat missed the mark, missed the destination. That is the local churches. We all have to see this crucial focus, the local churches. In the Bible, the church, such a term, was not used in the Old Testament. We all know this. The first time the term church was used, it was in Matthew 16. But in the Old Testament, we do have a number of types foreshadowing the church. The lampstand as a type is more crucial than all the others. But just by Exodus 25, we couldn't realize that the lampstand is something concerning the churches. So we have to read on. Then, close to the end of the Old Testament, we see the lampstand again in Zechariah. But even there, we cannot see so clearly. But anyhow, in Zechariah, we do have some progress, some improvement. Why? Because in Exodus, we only have the lampstand with the seven lamps. We didn't have any mention that gives us the right understanding what seven lamps refer to. Then, when you come to Zechariah, in Zechariah, we can see there is a definite interpretation of the seven lamps. Zechariah tells us the seven lamps are the seven eyes of God. But still, Zechariah is not the consummating book. So we have to go on until we reach the last book of the Bible. Then here, in the last book of the Bible, we have what? We have the seven lampstands. And in this book, it also tells us that the seven spirits are the seven eyes of God. Not only so, but also the seven eyes of the Lamb. You put all this thing together, you could see my now these lampstand includes God. You have Christ, you have the Spirit, you have the Redeemer, you have the building material, and eventually, adding all this thing together, you have the consummation. That is the local church.
Well, Bob, no doubt we are impressed now. There is a definite progression throughout the Bible regarding this matter of the lampstands. But I'd like you to pick up a phrase that he used in the beginning of his speaking and develop it for us. He said something like this, that without the lampstands or the local churches, there would be no destination of God's revelation or of his manifestation. That's quite a striking statement.
It is, Chris. It's clear from this progression that we've seen in this message that the destination of the revelation of the lampstands is not Christ or the Spirit, but the local churches. And actually, this matches the revelation of the entire New Testament. At the beginning of the New Testament, what do we have? We have Christ as the embodiment of the triune God becoming a man and living on this earth. We might say that this Christ is the lampstand in Exodus 25.
Right.
Then this Christ was crucified to accomplish redemption. And then on the third day, he was resurrected. And in his resurrection, he became a life-giving spirit. So here we have Christ as the Spirit, which is the result of his death and resurrection. We might say that this is the lampstand in Zechariah, which stresses the matter of the Spirit. But this is not the destination. Eventually, this Christ, who became a life-giving Spirit, entered into many, many believers to make them the sons of God, the same as he is. But still, this is not the destination. Just to have individual believers is not the destination of the divine revelation. Actually, these many believers were the members of one universal body of Christ. However, the New Testament is very practical. What does it show us? It shows us that these millions of believers were meeting together and living together in local churches. So this we can see clearly in the book of Acts and throughout all the epistles of Paul and of Peter and so forth in the New Testament. So this one lampstand Christ, who became the Spirit, the life-giving Spirit through his resurrection, eventually entered into many believers who became local churches. This is the revelation of the New Testament, and this corresponds with the revelation of the lampstand. Actually, without the local churches, the entire matter of the church as the body of Christ has no practicality. How can we, as believers and members of the body, experience the body and live in the body in a practical way? The answer is that we need to be in local churches. Because we live in different places on the earth, we can't be all together in one place. So we have to practice the life of the body where we are. And the local churches are the way. And this is the destination of the divine revelation and the divine manifestation.
Bob, this is such a big topic. I wish we had more time to devote to it. We'll leave that as a kind of a crystallization of this matter of the local churches as part of the lampstand. Let's go back to Witness Lee. He wants to develop this matter of these four crucial elements, its substance, its form, its expression, and its multiplication.
By putting these three sections of the Holy Word concerning the lampstand together, you could see, as far as the lampstand is concerned, four main things we need to experience. Number one, the element or the essence. Number two, the form. The element, the essence, the substance has to be formed into a body, not just the gold in a lump, but the gold formed into a body, into a stand. You have the form. Following these, you have the expression. The lamps are shining to express whatever the stand is for. So what you have the expression. Then lastly, you have the reproducing, the reproduction, the element, the form, the expression, and the reproduction. But suppose we don't have gold, how could we form a lampstand? Only God Himself is the element.
Amen.
We need God Himself as the very element.
Amen.
And what is God? I don't say who is God. I say what is God? The Lord Jesus in John 4:24 tells us clearly that God is Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in their spirit.
Amen.
To worship God is to contact Him,
Amen.
Is to reach Him,
Amen.
Is to receive Him, even according to John 4, is to drink of Him.
Amen.
To worship God is to drink Him in as the living water.
Amen.
And this living water is the very Spirit. God, our God, is the Spirit, as the living water, flowing into our being.
Amen.
And how can we get Him? We must exercise our spirit and open our whole being to let Him in.
Amen. Amen.
We must receive God, the element, into our being. Don't shut up any part of your being to Him. You have to tell Him, oh God, I am here absolutely open to you.
Amen.
And I exercise my spirit to contact you,
Amen.
The divine spirit.
Amen.
Oh, divine spirit, come in.
Amen.
Come in and saturate me,
Amen.
To get more gold.
Before the lampstand could be fashioned in Exodus, there was one unavoidable prerequisite. They had to have a good amount of gold. How does this verse in John 4 that he used, John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truthfulness, relate to this type of the gold used for the lampstand?
Well, Chris, gold, of course, signifies God's substance and God's element. So in order to have this lampstand, we have to have a good amount of God's element in our being, within us. And John 4:24 says that, of course, God is spirit. So how can we gain this golden element, which is God Himself? Well, the way is, as Witness Lee said so well, is to open our entire being to this wonderful God who is spirit, and to drink Him as the living water and allow Him to fill our whole being with Himself as the element, the gold, the very spirit. The more of God's element we have in us, the more we will be able to be a part of the lampstand, because only the gold within us can be a part of the lampstand. So the more gold we have, the more the lampstand then can be formed into a certain shape, the shape of the lampstand.
Yeah, Bob, in this last section, we're going to touch that matter. We need more than the element of God. We need the form as well. Let's join Witness Lee once again.
To have a lot of gold, that's gold. And you are rich in God, that's gold. You're so rich in God, that's gold. But listen, are you individualistic or are you a corporate entity? So we need the building. Even we are building together. Lots of gold. And all the gold have been beaten into one stand. I tell you, we still need what? We still need the seven spirit.
Amen.
Otherwise, we are dead. We cannot shine. We cannot express. So you see, after the building, we all need day by day, morning and night, the sevenfold spirit.
Amen.
To fill us up.
Amen.
No need to say for you to come to the meeting anywhere. On the street, at any corner, you are filled with the sevenfold spirit.
Amen.
You are shining.
Amen.
You are bubbling. You can never be a flat tire. You are full of pneuma.
Right.
Amen.
We all shouldn't be the flat tire.
Right.
We all will be what? Full of pneuma.
Yeah.
have a station in the third heaven.
Amen.
All the time we can be filled up.
Amen.
Full of pneuma, full of spirit. Anyway, anytime, I can function. And function is not my performance. Function is my living. I'm just bubbling. Just care for these three things. Substance, building up, and expression. Full of the Spirit, I tell you, we will have the reproduction.
Amen.
The reproduction of the church is just a multiplication of the wonderful expression of Christ as the life-giving Spirit in a practical way. It is this that will pave the way for Him to come back.
Well, Bob, there's two aspects left to cover here that we just heard referred to, the matter of the expression and the matter of the reproduction. Why don't you touch both of these briefly?
Chris, in order for the lampstands to shine, and the shining, of course, is the expression of the lampstands, then the lamps have to be filled with oil. So we saw earlier that God the Spirit is the gold for the forming of the lampstand, and this Spirit, even sevenfold intensified Spirit, is the oil for the shining of the lampstands. In order to have the gold, we need to be filled with the Spirit. And in order to have the expression, the shining expression, we need to continually be filled with this sevenfold intensified life-giving Spirit, so that spontaneously, without any kind of performance on our side, we will have a shining expression of this wonderful life-giving Spirit. So this shows us the crucial need to always be filled with the Spirit. And then the last point you mentioned is the matter of reproduction. As we said before, the fact that we have seven lampstands in Revelation 1 shows that the one lampstand in Exodus and Zechariah has been reproduced. And this is the reproduction of Christ, the reproduction of the Spirit. This shows us that the local churches are nothing less than the reproduction of Christ, the reproduction of the sevenfold intensified Spirit. And it is through this kind of reproduction, this kind of spreading of the lampstands all over the earth in so many places, there are believers who are filled with the Spirit as gold, and they are meeting together and living together in local churches. What will be the result of such a situation? Well, ultimately, this kind of situation will result in the building up of the body of Christ to consummate the New Jerusalem as the ultimate universal lampstand shining in this universe to express the triune God.
Bob, we mentioned earlier that this program was one of a few that were inserted by Witness Lee in the life study of Revelation between the two sections that break at chapter 11 and chapter 12. The topic really of both of those chapters is related to the overcomers. And in chapter 12, we get into the man-child and the matter comes up again. Certainly all of these programs, though maybe not directly related, certainly bear a strong significance what it is to be an overcomer, one who is full of the divine element, full of the divine expression, and formed into God's building. These are the overcomers, aren't they, Bob?
That's right, Chris. This message is very applicable to this matter of being an overcomer.
Thanks, Bob. A lot to cover in a short time today on this one. It was really a pleasure to have the opportunity to fellowship with you about these marvelous points.
Yes, Chris, it is a great pleasure, and I look forward to coming back again.
We're out of time. Let me quickly leave you with our toll-free number and invite you to contact us. It's 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. For Bob Danker today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. The focus of Living Stream is the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China in the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Witness Lee brought this ministry first to Taiwan, then later to North America, and eventually to the entire world. For more than 20 years, he spoke these life study messages, unveiling how each book of the Bible shows God's eternal plan. God, through Christ, wants to dispense his life and nature into redeemed man, so that man would become God's expression, enlargement, counterpart, and habitation. These studies go far beyond mere doctrine and unveil a personal, practical, and experiential Christ. In these short 26-minute programs, we summarize and condense Witness Lee's rich speaking. But to enjoy all the riches in these messages, we hope you'll visit our website at lifestudy.com. There, you can read all of the Life Study messages absolutely free of charge. You can even create your own Life Study reading schedule or download more Life Study audio programs just like this one, and all at no cost. Again, the website, lifestudy.com. Thanks for listening.